Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
And I'm David.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, David, let's go to part one today's show, which is...
Spice up your English with English idiom.
Right, with English idiom. And what's the idiom for today, David?
Well, today's idiom is not born yesterday.
And
not born yesterday, if you don't know what it means, is...
Not born yesterday. So not born. Born, B-O-R-N. R-N, right?
That's correct.
出生 yesterday, 昨天不是昨天出生的 It sounds like giving birth to baby.
A little bit.
Right, is that right?
Well, not exactly.
Alright, so why don't we put in a conversation to show how we use not born yesterday?
Sure, let's do that.
So we're pretending in a car dealer shop. 那么下面的对话呢我和 David 模仿呢在一家车行里面然后呢我是一个销售人员David 是一个准备买车的一个 customer, 一个客户。所以呢我们的对话是基于这么一个 situation. So let's start. Hello, sir. Can I do anything for you?
Yeah, I was driving by and I saw that nice red sports car on your lot.
Okay, so look at the car over there in the corner. I think it's a little beauty. So look at the paintwork and also the alloy wheels.Also look at the interior. Got a genuine leather seats and a hi-fi system and air conditioners.
Wow, that's really great. What kind of price are you asking for this car?
Well, it's $8,000.
$8,000? That sounds kind of expensive. Let me take a closer look.
Okay.
I see the interior isn't really in perfect condition and those wheels look a little old.
All right.
Yeah, with so many problems, I don't think I could pay $8,000.I wasn't born yesterday.
Okay, so let me think about it. Well, I can meet you halfway. What about $5,000?
$5,000? I'd still have to think about it. What do you say we take it for a test drive?
Okay, no problem. Let's go.
Thank you.
那么刚才的对话呢我们发生在车行。我作为销售人员看到 David 走进我的车店。我问 David, 先生你要买什么车吗 ?David 说他进来了想看看车。我说看看角落里面那辆车呢的确是很漂亮的一辆车。它整个的轮毂啊它整个的内饰啊它整个这个车漆啊以及里面的空调以及它的 Hi-Fi system, 它的音响系统都是非常非常漂亮的。David 问我说这个车现在多少钱我说呢$8,000，这车非常的值。但是呢 ，David 看了车之后呢，发现了一些问题，比如说呢，里面的内饰呢有一些瑕疵，以及呢车的这个轮毂呢发现了有些破旧的地方。然后 David 用了一句话 ：“I wasn't born yesterday。”你别骗我，我不是昨天生的，就是说我已经呢在这方面有一定的经验，然后呢我对车呢也有一定的了解，所以你这个$8,000绝对是在蒙我，在唬我，然后说。你觉得多钱你能卖这个车？我跟 David 说呢，我说要不这么着吧 ，I'll meet you halfway， 就是说我们折中一下，你也别觉得$8,000太贵了。我呢把那个$8,000呢尽量给您打一下折扣，$5,000怎么样 ？David 呢有些动心了，然后说我能不能试驾？我说当然可以了 ，Let's go。那么在刚才的对话里面 ，not born yesterday 表示在对话当中，其中的一方觉得自己在某些地方呢还是有经验的，不需要你。来教育我或者说呢你说的东西呢我认为是不正确的 So David could you give me another example or scenario when we still use not born yesterday
Sure let me think You know when you are talking with somebody else and they try to fool you or lie to you you can use this and tell them that you're not as silly or naive as they think you are And one time I was speaking with my motherShe had asked me if I'd finished all of my homework before watching TV.
Okay.
Yeah, and I told her that of course I had finished everything and that all of my homework was complete. And she took one look at my backpack and saw that it wasn't even open yet.
Okay.
And she said, I wasn't born yesterday. Go do your homework before watching TV.
刚才 David 给大家讲了另外的一个 example, 他这个对话呢是发生在孩子跟妈妈之间那么说妈妈发现了孩子呢在做家庭作业的时候呢是想呢骗他的妈妈或者呢想做一些手脚但是呢被妈妈发现了然后妈妈说呢 I wasn't born yesterday 就是说你别骗我别蒙我你作业压根都没做你跟我说你做了那么这种情况下呢也可以用 not born yesterday Okay, cool Well, that's it for today's idiom study. And now let's go to part two, which is
hit the book.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, David, sometimes I have some friends who are addicted to collecting stuff. Actually, stuff in their rooms kind of piling up to the ceiling. So what do we call them? Like collectors, hobbyists, or maybe hoarder?
That is one word to call them. A hoarder is someone who collects quite a few different things.
Right, so collector is kind of a worse a compliment, right? Like collecting stamps or coins, right?
Yeah, that's right. And hoarder, on the other hand, is a little bit of a negative connotation.
Right. Okay, 所以刚才呢，我们说愿意收藏东西的人呢，有三个单词。第一个单词叫 collector， 第二个呢是 hobbyist， 第三个呢是 hoarder。刚才呢，我们做了一个区分，什么是 collector， 什么是 hoarder。如果是 collector 的话呢，它是一个褒义词，表示一个人呢收集一些特别有益的东西，比如说邮票或者是钱币。但是如果是 hoarder，它往往是一个贬义词 something negative， 表示一个人的过度的过量的收集一些东西，而往往呢这些东西有可能还是无用的东西，那么呢这些人叫做 hoarder， 那么他这个行为呢叫 hoarding。 David， shall we have a little chat or discussion of the people why they hoard?
Sure. Do you want to look at some vocabulary words first?
Right. Before we go to the story, and now let's check vocabFirst.
So the first vocabulary word is, of course, hoarder, H-O-A-R-D-E-R.
Okay, 今天的第一个词呢，也是我们刚才讲到了这群人 ,hoarder, 翻译成中文是愿意囤积东西的人。大家看看这个中文是囤积而不是收集。我们说收集呢，在汉语当中表示一个积极向上的一个行为，但是如果囤积，那么往往是一种贬义的意思 ,hoarder.
The next vocabulary word is a phrase,run out of, R-U-N-O-U-T-O-F.
那么第二个呢是个词组 run out of， 表示一个东西用完了用尽了，它的同义词组呢比如说 use up.
That's right.
I think there's another expression which says run out. So what's the difference between run out of and run out?
Run out of is something is gone, we've finished it, and there's no more left of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we run out ofgasoline, or we run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And to run out, we can run out of time,
mm-hmm.
we can run out of money,
mm-hmm.
but we would never say, I run out.
Right. Okay, 那么 David 呢给我们刚才的一个解释呢，就是说这两个词组呢 run out of 和 run out， 它翻译成中文呢是一样，都表示用完了用尽了，但是在语法要求上呢，如果是 run out of， 它的主语呢一定是人，然后呢用尽了一个东西，比如说 I run out of money， 但是如果说不强调是谁，只是说钱用完了，那么它的主语呢应该是钱 money runs out.
That's correct. Let's take a look at our next vocabulary word, pile up, P-I-L-E-U-P.
下一个词组呢 pile up 表示说一个东西呢大量的堆积 pile up.
And the next one is clip article, C-L-I-P.A-R-T-I-C-L-E.
那么下一个词组 clip article， 它翻译成中文是剪下来的那些报纸，往往呢认为自己觉得非常有用的，比如说健康啊，跟自己的一些兴趣相关的一些 information， 你觉得非常好用的，剪刀呢给它剪下来，那么这个东西叫 clip article.
That's right. And the next one is accumulate, A-C-C-U-M-U-L-A-T-E.
Okay, 下一个动词 accumulate 表示说堆积或者是一个积累的一个过程，我们说可以说是财富的积累。 Can we say wealth accumulates?
Yes, absolutely. We can talk about countries、
mm-hmm.
and they have accumulated wealth.
那么刚才 David 给我们的例子呢，比如说一个国家已经攒下了很大的一笔钱，那么那个攒下这笔钱呢用了动词 accumulateA lot of money, 或者是 foreign reserve, for example, American dollars, right?
Absolutely. The next vocabulary word is phase, F-A-Z-E.
下一个动词 phase, 它翻译成中文呢有打扰一个人感觉到恐惧的意思 phase. So, which one is used more often like a phase, means disturb or frightened?
Yeah, I think the frightened and shocked.
Shock.
Is a little bit more common than to disturb.
Right. 所以大家用这个词 phase 的时候呢，它一般呢用在让一个人感觉到惊讶。那么它的英文的同义词呢应该是 shock.
And the last vocabulary word for today is pack rat. P P-A-C-K-R-A-T.
Right, 今天的最后一个词组呢 pack rat， 但是大家注意了，这里面有 rat， 但是呢它不是指的老鼠，它是指那些收藏无用东西的那群人，和我们今天的第一个单词呢 hoarder 是一个近似的一个词。
That's absolutely right.
Okay, so since the vocab is done, and now let's go to the story.
At first glance, it might look as if I'm a hoarder, simply because I have run out of space in my filing cabinets and things are piling up. I've tried cleaning house, but the last piece of paper I throw away is always the first one I need later on. Is it possible to be born with the tendency to hoard things? The fact is, I come from a long line of hoarders, although they probably would have called themselves something else, like collectors or hobbyists, who stored or stockpiled treasures of all kinds. And I married into another such line. My mother-in-law always insisted that the floor-to-ceiling piles of the LA Times, occupying one whole corner of the dining room in the family home,were there for a perfectly good reason. She was always going to go through them and clip articles, recipes, etc., before they were thrown away, pointing out that so much accumulated paper created a fire hazard didn't faze her. I had a brother-in-law who was known as a pack rat for bringing home all manner of junk to be added to the rest of the junk, filling up his attic, spare room, and basement.While his wife conducted garage sales to get rid of some of it, he would be out buying even more from neighboring garage sales. You never know when you're going to need a, you name it, and then you'll be glad I've got one, he would say.
Okay, so in the first paragraph, the writer says he kind of a hoarder.
Yeah, that's right. He got a lot of stuff filling up his house.
Right, the reason is because all the space in his filing cabinets ran out. Okay, 文章一开始呢，作者认为自己呢是一个 hoarder。这个单词呢，我们刚才已经讲过了，表示特别愿意囤积东西的人。原因是什么呢？他给出了一个非常充分的一个理由，是什么呢？他已经把他们家里面那个 filing cabinet 柜子里面所有的空间都 run out。用尽了，这个词组我们刚才也讲到了 run out of， 表示用尽了，用完了一个什么什么东西，但是呢东西呢还不停的在什么增加， piling up， pile up， 这个词非常好，它可以指东西不停的增加。作为学生来讲，最讨厌的一件事情是什么呢？ Your homework is piling up， right？
Yeah.
It seems you can never finish your homework. Well, I think the last sentence of the first paragraph is very interesting.
Yeah.I think so too. The author says that he's tried to get rid of all of his stuff, but he's sort of, can't make a decision because he's afraid that as soon as he throws it away, he's going to need it again.
这种想法呢会经常出现。是什么想法呢？当我们要扔这个东西的时候呢，往往会觉得这东西马上就有可能会用得上。文中用的句子是什么呢？ The last piece of paper I throw away is always the first one I need later on.其实呢这是一个人的心理在作用，未必呢你扔的东西呢以后呢就可能用得上，所以有的时候呢一定要需要什么呢，一个 decision， be a decisive person， just throw it away， no regret。 Well, let's see, you know, the gene or genetic reasons why he is a hoarder.
Yeah, the author is curious as to if other people in his family are like this.
Right, 作者呢除了是自己原因之外呢，他呢同时看看他的家庭是否有这个基因的因素在里面。第二段呢一开始用到了词是 born with tendency to hoard things， 这里面提到了一个词叫 tendency， 表示说一个人做事情有什么样的一个倾向性 tendency。 那么首先看看他的家庭原因是什么呢？
Well, other people in his family called themselves collectors or hobbyists.
Right, 那么他的一家人呢很多人都是呢collector or hobbyist， 他们都喜欢 store or stockpile treasure of all kinds。 所以文中呢又提到了几个词表示收藏，一个呢我们讲到是 hoard， 第二个呢是 store， 然后呢 stockpile， 都表示一个人大量的去收集这个东西。所以今天通过我们的学习呢，关于收集收藏呢，我们有了更大的一个词汇的学习， a kind of a big variety of vocabulary when you say 收集收藏， right, David?
That's absolutely right. And the author even goes on to say that he married into a family such as his.
Right, so his marriage makes the situation worse, right? 另外一个原因呢，又提到了他的 mother-in-law, 他的丈母娘也是一个疯狂的一个什么 hoarder。他收藏什么东西呢？文中提到的是 The LA Times, 洛杉矶时报。Well, normally when we finish newspaper, we just throw into the rubbish bin, or we put it in like for recycle, right?
Yeah, usually you throw it out after a day or two at most.
Right, I know sometimes a Sunday or weekend edition of a newspaper is going to be very thick.
Yeah, they think that you probably have a little extra time to read it on the weekend.
Right, 所以说呢，愿意收集报纸的人呢，你的家一定要 spacious, 因为我们知道呢，报纸是每天都一个 copy, 如果说你不停地收集报纸的话呢，可能不用太长时间，可能说一个月或者两个月，整个你的房子呢就变成了一个 a storage house, 一个大的一个仓库了。但是呢，他的丈母娘呢，有着很强的 interest in collecting this newspaper.
Yeah, she would collect all these different newspapers with plans to go through them and clip articles or cut out articles, recipes, or other bits of news.
Right, 那么看看她收集的这些东西，特别呢，她还喜欢把这些报纸上的一些她认为有用的东西呢，给她剪下来。我们讲到的这个东西叫什么 ？Clip article. 那么她关于什么东西啊 ？Recipe. 可能说她的丈母娘 mother-in-law 特别喜欢 cooking.喜欢做饭，所以呢，比如今天学了一道菜，他觉得非常实用，非常好。比如说糖醋鱼，比如说宫保鸡丁，来，他觉得非常好的一个 recipe, 他觉得我需要什么收藏起来。那么逐渐呢，他的整个这个 pile, 整个他的 collection is piling up.
That's right. And the son-in-law pointed out to his mother-in-law that this was even becoming a little dangerous.
The son-in-law, 这个女婿呢，认为她的丈母娘的这个行为呢，不仅仅呢占用太多的 space, 太多的空间，同时呢，对整个家庭会产生一定的 hazard, 一定的危害。这个危害我们都知道，如果你的房间都是报纸的话，一不小心可能会有一个什么 accident, a fire. 那么这种情况下没有 faze her.
Yeah, it didn't shock the mother-in-law at all, and she didn't even really care that much.
文中提到了女婿呢，跟丈母娘说，你的这种习惯可能会产生一定的危险，比如说火灾等等。但是他的丈母娘听完之后说 ，she doesn't care. 文中用的词呢是 ，okay, didn't faze her, 就没有让她感觉到吃惊或者是害怕 ，didn't shock her or frighten her, right?
Absolutely right. And the author goes on to talk about another person in his family, who is a pack rat.
Right. 那么文中又提到了他另外一个亲戚，也是一个他的一个 in-laws。那么是什么 ？Brother-in-law, 那是他的小舅子，哎，或者是大舅子。用我们中国话来讲 ，brother-in-law。那么他是什么一种人呢？是 pack rat, 也是一个特别愿意收藏东西的人。往往这个东西呢是一个 rubbish。
Yeah, there's usually never going to be any practical use.
Right. 所以呢，一个人收藏的东西没有任何用途的话呢，那么这个人叫做 pack。Rat. Well, maybe related to rat, because rat enjoy collecting a lot of dirt and kind of something disgusting.
Yeah, we think rats and maybe Western culture aren't very clean or tidy animals.
Right. 所以呢，这个 rat 在西方的文化当中认为是一个不是很干净的一个动物 right?
So the wife of this brother-in-law was getting a little tired of all this junk filling up their house, and so she had a garage sale.To get rid of it.
所以说他的妻子呢对他的行为非常的不满，为什么呢？因为他所收集的这些东西已经把他的 attic, 他的阁楼，他的 spare room, 他的 basement 都已经完完全全的 occupied, 所以呢他的妻子呢想尽一切办法能够 get rid of them. 那么他的妻子的做法呢就把这些没有用的东西呢摆出来去卖，那么这种方式呢在英文呢叫 garage sale,它并不一定是在车库里面，往往呢，家庭主妇们会把一些不经常用的一些家具呀，或者是一些杯子、碟子、碗等等放到家门口，然后呢，让邻居去买，非常非常的便宜，可能说很多的一些碟子放到一起，可能$1。
That's right. Sometimes it's clothes and shoes.
Right.
Sometimes it's books or movies.
Right. Okay. 那么有的时候呢，可能是书，可能是 CD， 有的时候呢，也可能是一些小的家用电器 ，kind of electrical。Appliances.
That's right. Coffee pots, toasters, microwave.
Right. You're right.
at the same time his wife was having these garage sales, however, the husband was out at other garage sales buying even more stuff.
Okay, 那么这个家庭非常搞笑的一点是什么呢？他的妻子呢不停地往外卖东西，而他的丈夫呢，我们都知道他叫什么？特别愿意收集东西的人，他在不停地往家里买，妻子在卖，丈夫在买，那么这个循环我们知道呢，整个是一个 even 来打平了，所以他的家里面东西永远没有任何的变化， kind of remain unchanged.
Yeah, so it's a pretty funny cycle that their family is in.
You're right.
At first glance, it might look as if I'm a hoarder, simply because I have run out of space in my filing cabinets and things are piling up.I've tried cleaning house, but the last piece of paper I throw away is always the first one I need later on. Is it possible to be born with the tendency to hoard things? The fact is, I come from a long line of hoarders, although they probably would have called themselves something else, like collectors or hobbyists, who stored or stockpiled treasures of all kinds. And I married into another such line.My mother-in-law always insisted that the floor-to-ceiling piles of the LA Times, occupying one whole corner of the dining room in the family home, were there for a perfectly good reason. She was always going to go through them and clip articles, recipes, etc., before they were thrown away, pointing out that so much accumulated paper created a fire hazard didn't faze her. I had a brother-in-law who was known as a pack rat for bringing homeall manner of junk to be added to the rest of the junk, filling up his attic, spare room, and basement. While his wife conducted garage sales to get rid of some of it, he would be out buying even more from neighboring garage sales. You never know when you're going to need a, you name it, and then you'll be glad I've got one, he would say.
This is a part one of Hoarder Story.And we still have a part two, episode two, still about the hoarding story. But today, you know, time's up. And see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care.When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights upThe daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody'sGot the fever, that is something you won't know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Oh, 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 yeah. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same.When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you are my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire, fever, yeah, I burn for soonCaptain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下，北京外语广播。
You're finding.